why are we in this situation right now? Like, why is the river this close with no funding yet to design or build another school?
Well, it's, again, I think it comes down to priorities across the board.
Dan Walker is superintendent of the Lower Kuskokwim School District where Napakiak sits. Those priorities, he says, belong both to the school district and to the state government.
So it's not like we're just now applying for funding for Napakiak.
LKSD has been applying for funding for a couple years. In that time, the erosion at Napakiak has accelerated. However, only the top projects across the state receive money in the capital budget. The rest of the projects wait and wait for years, hoping to slowly inch up the list as projects at the top are ticked off. This method sort of works when a problem can be monitored. It does not work when a school like Napakiak or Newtalk, which is also in the Lower Kuskokwim School District, could be wiped off the map by one erosion event.
Time is ticking, and we don't have a lot of time before we have an emergency, frankly.
There is no emergency funding program in the State Department of Education for reconstructing a school. And Napakiak is not high on the regular funding list. Neither is Newtalk. The state released its initial funding priorities in November, and LKSD has chosen not to appeal the rankings. LKSD is way down at number 7 on the list. Newtalk is number 6. On top of them sits more than $108 million worth of projects. This fiscal year, the legislature set aside only $36 million for rural schools. $36 million is what it would cost to build a new school in Napakiak. It takes years to design and construct a school. At the current funding rate, it'll take more than 4 years just for Napakiak to receive state funding to begin the process. By then, the river will likely have overtaken the school, and there aren't any buildings in Napakiak large enough to hold classes.
Assuming that the river is going to get to the school before a new school is built, what's the contingency plan for continuing classes?
Well, first of all, we will be monitoring it quite closely. Typically what would happen is we would move some portable classrooms into the community.
That's the school district superintendent, Dan Walker. There are other problems. Between the river and the school sit fuel tanks. The 10 giant yellow tanks tower over the school and can hold up to 140,000 gallons of fuel. The tanks would need to be moved and the surrounding soil decontaminated before the water reaches it to prevent a major environmental and public health disaster. The river is currently frozen in place just over 150 feet away. Further back, the school's sewage lagoon would also need to be closed before the river moves in. Currently, Superintendent Walker says the school district has not decided how close the river would have to get before the school shuts down.
We'll probably be asking the state and engineers and architects, those agencies to help us figure that out.
On the funding application, there's a box asking if the situation is an emergency. The Lower Kuskokwim School District has checked the box, yes. A line below it underscores the stakes. It reads, as the river moves closer, the likelihood of a child ending up in the water also increases. In the coming months, Superintendent Walker expects to spend a lot of time talking to lawmakers in Juneau and reaching out to federal funders. How the state deals with Napakiak could set a pattern for how it deals with similar climate change disasters in the future. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.